हरे कृष्णा। लेट द साइट ऑफ डेथ ट्रांसफॉर्म इंटू इनसाइट अबाउट आर मोर्टैलिटी। डेथ इज समथिंग विच वी सी रिपीटेडली अराउंड अस नाउडेज, स्पेशली विथ द मीडिया ब्रिंगिंग अस न्यूज फ्रॉम ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड। The deaths because of terrorist attacks, because of natural calamities, because of wars, because of accidents, all these we see constantly around us. And to some extent, when we see the intensity of human suffering involved in such accidents and disasters and attacks, it's very painful. At the same time, the repeated news about death can be deadening. That means death soon becomes, when we keep repeatedly hearing about death, then death soon becomes just another news item. And we don't feel it of any immediate relevance to us. We don't feel that actually I too am going to die soon. That my own our own mortality is not something that registers in our mind. None of us will ever claim that I am never going to die. We all at a abstract level, we accept that I am going to die. But at a practical level, we think that, oh, death is very far away. When it comes, I'll deal with it. It's a long way off. We don't approach death with the immediacy that we would approach if the reality and the inevitability of it registered in our minds. If we understood that death means everything that I am working for at the material level is going to be taken away from me, then that would naturally impel us to explore some aspect of life, whether there is any aspect of life which survives beyond the worldly. And that is what will lead us to spiritual inquiry. The Bhagavad Gita in its 13th chapter, in the 9th verse, from 13.8 to 12, it talks about the characteristics of knowledge. And it says 20 items define knowledge. And in that it states that actually the primary characteristic of knowledge, the beginning of knowledge, as the commentators describe, is this janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. So it says janma, birth, mrityu, death, jara, old age, vyadhi is disease. So birth, old age, disease and death, these are dukkha, these are miseries, dosha, and that is the fault, that life in this world is inherently flawed. Dukkha dosha anudarshanam, anudarshanam. We understand, we should see this systematically. Darshanam is to see, anudarshanam is to see systematically. So there is sight and there is insight. Sight means what we see with our eyes. Insight means what we understand within us. So the study of scripture like Bhagavad Gita and a calm-headed contemplation on both the message of the Gita and the reality of life as we see it in this world, both of them can actually help us realize the reality and inevitability of death. And that can act as an impetus for us to put first things first, to balance our priorities in a way that we give due time and attention to our spiritual side. आध्यात्म ज्ञान नित्यत्वं तत्व ज्ञानार्थ दर्शनम एतज् ज्ञानमिति प्रोक्तम अज्ञानम यततो अन्यथा। द सेम गीता सेक्शन इन इट्स लास्ट वर्स 13.12 इट सेज दैट ऑन अंडरस्टैंड दैट स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज इज दैट विच इज इटर्नल एंड तत्व ज्ञानार्थ दर्शनम देयरफॉर वन डज फिलोसॉफी नॉट फॉर स्पेक्युलेशन बट फॉर अंडरस्टैंडिंग व्हाट इज द रियल ट्रूथ एंड दिस इज द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक ऑफ नॉलेज. So when the sight of death around us transforms into insight about our mortality, then that will act as a potent reminder, as a potent educator for us to inquire about what is it that really matters in our life, what is it most important, and then for us to align our priorities in harmony with reality. Thank you. Hare Krishna.